This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. An organization called Step Up Louisiana released a study of school bus routes and parents. 87% said their children had witnessed bullying on the bus, 84% fighting, 37% some kind of sexual activity, 60% said there was overcrowding. Tulane University released a study that said 25% of students had trips ranging from 50 to 90 minutes. To qualify for the first Democratic presidential debate, a candidate either has to receive donations from at least 65,000 people, including 200 donors apiece in 20 states, or have at least 1% support in three polls from different organizations. Food production accounts for between 21 and 26% of global greenhouse gas emissions, while food waste accounts for an additional 8%. Dozens of students at Swarthmore College in Pennsylvania stormed a fraternity house after details of a report were released that members of the Phi Psi fraternity bragged about sexual conquest and referenced sexual assaults, including a rape attic. Louisiana and Arkansas are both moving bills through their state legislatures that clarify the use of the label rice as actual rice rather than cauliflower or other items that are not actually grains of rice. Maryland is moving to become the first state to create a panel to review expensive drugs and cap how much public agencies pay for them. President Trump and congressional Democrats joined together to announce a plan for a $2 trillion infrastructure investment program, but reportedly Senate Republicans are cold to the idea. A report on the best places for millennials to buy homes ranked Madison, Wisconsin first, with 23% of the homes considered affordable at the measure of no more than one-third of their monthly paycheck spent on housing cost. Others in the top 10 where millennials are moving and buying include Bakersfield, Denver, Durham, El Paso, Grand Rapids, Oklahoma City, Omaha, Salt Lake City, and Seattle. Researchers with the Environmental Working Group and advocacy nonprofit studied the combined health impacts of contaminants found in 2,737 community water systems throughout California and calculated that prolonged consumption of contaminated water could cause almost 15,500 new cases of cancer. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.